He's in his office, Deputy. If you just wait a moment, I'll let him know you're here.
Smoke walked over to look through the window as Annie went into the office to announce him.
Marshal Holloway, Mr. Smoke Jensen is here to see you.
Yes, send him in.
Deputy Jensen, the Marshal will see you now.
Thank you, Miss Wilson.
Hello, Smoke. How's that old horse thief Preacher?
Preacher's doing well.
Smoke took the badge from his shirt and placed it on the desk in front of Marshal Holloway.
What's that for?
I want to thank you, Marshal, for putting your trust in me and making me your temporary deputy. That helped me take care of my business.
It wasn't just your business, Smoke. If it had been, I would have never let you put that star on in the first place. There were federal warrants out for Chardin and his men. There's too much prestige attached to wearing that badge, and too many men have died defending its honor to give it out to just anyone. I would have never let you wear it if I hadn't thought you deserved it.
I appreciate the trust, Marshal.
Do you appreciate it enough to wear that star permanently? With proper compensation, I hasten to add.
Are you offering me a full-time job, Marshal?
Yes. You do need a job, don't you? I mean, you don't plan to eat off Preacher's table forever, do you?
I am getting a little tired of game and wild vegetables.
Smoke reached for the star, picked it up, and held it for a long moment, examining it. He looked up at the man across from him.
Marshal, you do know that I'm after Richards, Potter, Stratton, don't you?
Those are the men who killed your brother.
Yes, sir. And as far as I've been able to determine, they aren't wanted anywhere.
You suspect that they killed your father, too, don't you?
I more than suspect. I know they did.
Listen to me carefully, Smoke. You suspect they killed your father, don't you?
Yes, sir. I suspect they did.
Then, as a deputy U.S. Marshal, you can always hold them on suspicion of murder.
You do know, don't you, Marshal, that they aren't going to let me do that?
You mean they might resist arrest?
Yeah, they might. They might even resort to gunplay and resisting.
Well, as a deputy U.S. Marshal, you would be fully and legally authorized to counter force with force.
All right, Marshal. You just hired yourself a deputy.
And now you'll be drawing $40 a month and expenses.
Sounds good to me.
But I'll be expecting you to do more than just look for those three men. Are you ready to start earning your pay?
You have a job for me already?
Yes. I want you to go to Red Cliff over in Summit County. Go see Sheriff Emerson Donovan. He's a friend of mine, who was once my deputy, by the way. An outbreak of cattle rustling is so severe, it's causing some of the ranchers to go out of business.
Cattle rustling? Wouldn't that be a state crime?
It would be, if we were a state. But Colorado is still a territory, therefore any crime that's committed here is a federal crime.
Holloway handed Smoke a piece of paper.
Here is an arrest warrant signed by a federal judge. You can put whatever name or names on it that you need.
What if the names are Stratton, Potter, and Richards?
Who knows? Someday those may be just the names you put on there.